And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, March the 28th, 2015. It's the birthday of Nelson Algren in Detroit, 1909, grew up in Chicago's immigrant neighborhoods. He was caught stealing a typewriter, spent 5 months in jail for that. And ever after, his stories were about the down-and-out, the loser, and the reject. A Walk on the Wild Side, 1956, the world of pimps and prostitutes in New Orleans, in which Algren says, "Never play cards with a man called Doc, never eat at a place called Mom's, never sleep with a woman whose troubles are worse than your own." Nelson Algren wrote, "When we get more houses than we can live in, more cars than we can ride in, more food than we can eat ourselves, the only way of getting richer is by cutting off those who don't have enough." Nelson Algren said, "A certain ruthlessness and a sense of alienation from society is as essential to creative writing as it is to armed robbery." It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Russell Banks, Newton, Massachusetts, 1940. He was a bright student, got a scholarship to Colgate, dropped out after 8 weeks, didn't feel that he fit in. He went off to Mexico, Florida, worked as a gas station attendant. When he was 24, went back to college, University of North Carolina, and did well. His novel Hamilton Stark came out in 1978, Continental Drift, 1985, described by one reviewer as "the most convincing portrait I know of contemporary America, its greed, its uprootedness, its indifference to the past." And his latest novel, Lost Memory of Skin, inspired by an encampment of sex offenders living under a causeway in Miami. It's the birthday of St. Teresa of Avila, born in Gotorendura, Spain, 1515, grew up wealthy, social. Her father sent her off to a convent school where she decided to become a nun. Went on to form the Carmelite order, which emphasized poverty and simplicity, and wrote several books, including The Way of Perfection. And it's the birthday of the novelist Lauren Weisberger, born Scranton, 1977, got a job as assistant to the editor of Vogue magazine, and then wrote a book based on her experience, The Devil Wears Prada. It spent 6 months on the New York Times bestseller list when it came out in 2003. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, This Morning. As I drive into town, the driver in front of me runs a stop sign. A pedestrian pulls down his cap. A man comes out of his house to sweep the steps. Ordinariness, bright as raspberries. I turn on the radio. Somebody tells me the day is sunny and warm. A woman laughs, and my daughter steps out of the radio. Grief spreads in my throat like strep. I had forgotten. I was happy. I maybe was humming "You Are My Lucky Star," a song I may have invented. Sometimes a red geranium, a dog, a stone will carry me away, but not for long. Some memory or another of her catches up with me and stands like an old nun behind a desk, ruler in hand. This Morning, poem by Joe McDougall from her collection Dirt, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.